This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Well, welcome back in. Having a little technical difficulty once again with Brady. Brady, feel free to call if you'd like. Otherwise, I will try to get things reconnected as we work on that. Let's see. Hope you're having a great day so far. I know that we're trying. I am going to reboot this. Brady has been out. He's had so many interviews so far, and I know that there are plenty more to come as we're so excited about CSU athletics, about what has happened, what's going to happen, and what's going to happen this upcoming year in basketball. It is a huge, huge season coming up, and all of the, all the parts are there, and Brady is getting a chance to talk to a lot of the players that we're going to be hearing from, a lot of the coaches that are involved in this, and you know, it's a fresh start this season. So what's going to happen? We're going to find out. Always look forward to the beginning of a season, and this off season we've been waiting. We know what is in store this year. Brand new head coach. You know how much is going to change. They had made such great strides. When you think of the success of that CSU program through the years, the amount of pro type players that have come out of there has been absolutely incredible. And will there be another one in this batch? It's always surprising to see what ends up on the court. And Brady getting a chance to visit with all these. I don't know of anybody who covers or knows more about CSU and their programs than our own Brady Hall. And I'm getting closer to getting set up here, and hopefully we can make another connection with Brady, and we can get back to going out there. Holy cow. Okay, I think you guys are good. It seems to be a connection. Are you there? I'm getting things back and forth here. So you should be on, guys. Go ahead and talk if you can. Nothing there yet. All right. Well, you should be. It looks like everything is in place. I've got everything set. Signals are coming in. We're getting all that. Now all we need is for it to begin. Brady, anytime you're there. Oh, there you are. All right.
There we are.
Okay.
great stalling by Brian Gary over there.
Good Lord.
Yeah, welcome back in. Thanks, Brian. You are the man. Just hang in there. It's so much fun.
I need a drink.
We are live. Me too. We are live from the Colorado State Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament here at Harmony Golf Club. Joining me now, we're getting the players on here and just rolling with the punches with us today. Darnez Slater, I didn't get a chance to talk to you at all last year. I don't know. I don't even think we got you on. They wouldn't let the freshmen talk or something like that. No. But I'm excited because, dude, I'm not the only one, but there's just a lot of talk with you and John, the youngsters, and people really excited about what you guys can bring to the table. So, Darnez, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Sir, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
It's kind of cool being out here, with, you know, talking to people that support the program. But I think for them, it's great because they get to meet you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stand by this. I've never talked to a CSU basketball player where I walked away and said, that guy was a jerk. I've never done that. Just seems like all of you guys have great heads on your shoulders, great people, and you're another one of those dudes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like what they emphasize a lot. It's not only about being like a good basketball player, but just being a good person in general. And that's what the whole coaching staff just emphasizes. And I feel like we all just try to be like the best people we could be no matter what. And we know, like, talking to these people, like, they support us, they appreciate us. So just giving them that courtesy of being nice to them is just something that you should always do.
Darnell Slater joining us, redshirt freshman. It's exciting to see Ollie Faroukmanesh kind of in this mode. But I asked you about that, and you're like, honestly, not a lot has changed. He was, and surprise, surprise, we hear this from a lot of the great players from CSU, he recruited you. Yeah. He was the guy that contacted you and got you here. So for you, and no disrespect to Nico Medved, but Coach Ollie Faroukmanesh was kind of your first glimpse into CSU.
Yeah, most definitely. Just like everything we talked about, like before I came on my visit and then coming here, everything kind of like aligned just like that. Just talking about like the family environment. And now with him being the head coach, I feel like it just that's even more of an emphasis. Just all coming together, we got to be connected, and that's just going to make us a great team. So,
yeah, with the coach Faroukmanesh, I'm curious because you know talking to you guys, I mean he seems like the nicest dude in the world every time I talk to him. But what's that switch like in practice? I saw it last year going to practice, but as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
That was Nico's job to lose his crap on you guys once in a while.
Yeah.
Have you seen that moment from Ollie?
He has his times, I will say. But I feel like he's just such like a cool guy no matter what. Like he doesn't want to seem like, oh, like he's above us or anything. He wants to have that type of player-coach connection where it's just like normal. So obviously he's gonna be mad at us and stuff like that, but it's never like over the top or nothing.
That's important, I think, to find coaches that, I guess depending on the player, because I think there's some players that might want to get ripped out all the time.
Yeah.
There's some players that maybe don't want any of that. Seems like Coach Ollie Faroukmanesh strikes me as the guy that pushes the right buttons at the right time.
Yeah, for sure. Like he definitely knows how to get the most out of us, and he's never going to say something that is going to make us feel the type of way or anything like that. So
Darnell Slater joining us now here live from Harmony Club. And this is my third year doing this. And I selfishly love this because I get a chance to get to know you guys. I get to talk to you guys. And before the season starts, you know, I get to say, hey, we had these conversations. Where do you see kind of yourself fitting in? Because I'm trying to get information from the coaches, like what's the depth chart look like? And everything I'm hearing is, man, we are deep, and it's going to be a research process here in the next couple of weeks. How do you feel about your spot on this roster right now?
Honestly, well, we didn't really have a lot of returners coming back. So over the summer, I was just trying to lead with my voice. Kind of like Nika and Lake, they helped me out a lot my freshman year, like learning the offense. I know it's challenging and stuff like that. So I was just trying to do that, help other guys out, even though they're older than me or whatever. Like just trying to like have the team be the best it could be. I feel like that was like my job in the summer. Now, going into the season, I feel like just whatever the team needs energy-wise, coming, playing defense, score, pass the ball, get rebounds, just doing all like the little things that contribute to winning. I feel like that's what makes me the player I am.
What were the things that you were working on, obviously being in the redshirt situation, just things that you were looking at, hearing from the coaching staff of what I need to work on to prepare myself for what could be obviously a much different season for you than last year?
Main thing, getting my body right. That is just something I've always wanted to do, just continue to get stronger, like especially playing against older guys. Like you have like these fifth-year people, and I was coming in at 18. So
that was
a big thing. Another thing, just become a consistent shooter, as well as just like reading like defenses. I feel like pick and roll situations or little things like that, like you could definitely like become a way better player just by learning how to read defenses and see what other teams are trying to do. So, and keeping the game simple as well, I'll say.
How do you keep the game simple? Because I hear that. How do you do that?
Honestly, just take like patience, not trying to rush things, just letting the game come to you, making the easy play. Like sometimes the easy play is the right play instead of you trying to just do too much by yourself. That could just cause you to look dumb, get turnovers or something like that. So.
Darnell Slater joining us. All right, man, tell me something different about you, the outside of basketball, something unique about you. What are you into?
Honestly, not a whole lot.
You're a boring guy?
Nah.
Like you just go to bed early, get up early?
Nah, I play video games.
What are you playing right now?
I play right now, Battlefield 6 just came out.
Okay.
So I've been on that.
What do you want, Xbox or?
PlayStation.
Nobody's on Xbox anymore.
Yeah, nobody plays Xbox.
I don't get to have any friends, apparently, because I have an Xbox, and everybody I ask is like, oh, PlayStation.
No, you have to get a PlayStation.
Probably going to have to do that.
Yeah, so I've been on Battlefield. I play a lot of Call of Duty. That's another game I'll play. I haven't really been playing 2K too much, but a lot of my team plays, so I got the game. I might play a little bit.
Dude, 2K is so hard. There was a year where I loved it, where I got the shooting motion and all that stuff down, but it is so hard for me, man.
You really have to like play like consistently because you got all these people that play every single day. Like,
do you ever play like the where you can go out to the court and play other people online and stuff? I was always the guy that was stuck in the clothes, the sweats and the brown shirt because I didn't play enough. So nobody wants to play with that guy because they're like, he's not good enough to upgrade his outfit. Yeah, so I was always that dude.
Right when you get the game, you have to change your outfit.
I think that's number one because no one will play with you. No, you go step on a circle and there's two dudes there and you step on, they leave.
Yeah.
That's demoralizing, man. It is online bullying is what it is. So video games kind of relaxes you, kind of takes you away from it.
Yeah, I'll probably say video games and like music, listening to music.
What's your go-to?
Drake.
Drake?
It has to be Drake.
Okay.
But I also like, it depends on the mood. Like, if it's like before a game, I'm not going to listen to Drake. I'm listening to more like Gunna or like some like type of rap. But if we're just like calm, driving, like calm day, just some Drake.
But
can't,
more
can't go wrong with it.
Rap.
Yeah, like rap, R&B. I have a lot of artists I listen to. I'm not going to lie. Like, just every single day I'm finding new songs. But I'll say Drake, that's my number one, and then Gunna is right there too.
What is the music kind of vibe? Average? How does it average out with the team? Is it more kind of like on the rap side of things, or is it?
Yeah, I'll say everyone loves Drake on the team.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
So there's not a lot of arguments over the audio.
Nah, everyone has like their own artists that they listen to, and like they like put like some teammates on.
Yeah,
like, I'll be hearing some songs like, "Yo, what's that?" And then I'll be playing some songs. They'll be like, "What's that?" And we kind of like be collabing our songs together. But we most of the time, like if someone's playing something, you're gonna like it.
Nicola Joppa was just on with us. What's his style of music?
He doesn't get the speaker. He doesn't get to touch the speaker at all.
He's not allowed to touch the speaker. No. Oh man, it just seems like you guys have a great group. And I'm excited to see what you can do, my friend.
Yes, sir, appreciate it.
Darnez Slater, don't be a stranger. Let's get you back on the show throughout the year too. I want to follow you along. I'm excited for the season, man.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
All right, best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
12:15 the time. We're out here at Harmony Golf Club. It is so much fun to be here. We're talking about all things Colorado State. This is my third year doing it, the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament here on the whole show. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKX.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Welcome back in to this special edition of The Hall Show at the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament. There's Ali Farokmanesh again, just hanging out. Coach Ali Farokmanesh. I got to get the title right. He's gonna get. I keep hearing from players there's a mean side to him when you mess around on the floor. So I got to be careful here. Ken DeWeese joining me. And this, the legend of Ken DeWeese, assistant coach over at CSU. I say this like, wherever he goes, that's what I've decided to make a part of my show. He has been all over the Front Range, and all those teams, you know, we won't say them on the air because it gives it power, but you've been everywhere, a lot of the great teams that I love to follow, and of course, the last couple of years now with Colorado State.
We're going to not name any other names, but there's some other places in the Front Range. If I can get a couple more, I'll have like every school about a 50-mile radius.
Not too bad at all, my friend, but I love catching up with you and obviously love following your career. You know, it was very interesting once, you know, we knew Coach Farokmanesh was going to get the job. There was a splitting between the head coaches and some of the coaching staff went away and some stayed here. I joked with Coach Ali. I'm like, it's kind of like a divorce, man. You got different guys, got the kids in some of the kids in the deal and some of them went away. What was that kind of like, a splitting down the middle of the coaching staff?
You know, who I worked with last year on staff and the guys that went to Minnesota and stuff, and you know, Joe Desmond and Brian Cooley and those guys, and obviously Nico, you know, we had a good staff last year, so it was a lot of fun. But it's good to switch and and start something new.
Yeah, 100%. We're talking to assistant coach for Colorado State, Ken DeWeese. And, you know, this is a fun event here. I always kind of say it's like the calm before the storm. You know, you guys are at least outwardly appear to be relaxed, having a good time. But we're approaching the start of that season very quickly here. But this is a great event, I think, for us, honestly, on the radio side to get to know a lot of the players. But more importantly, you know, some donors out there, some great supporters with CSU get to know the players as well.
No, awesome deal to get to have our guys here and for your listeners to get a chance to meet them a little bit and you to get to meet them as well since you'll be covering them so much because we got such a great group of young men.
Oh, there's man, I mean, I say this and it probably just sounds cliche at this point, but just like Darnell Slater just got off the air, and every time I talk to one of these guys, you just walk away and you're like, they're really good. Nicola Joppa might be a wild card. He could be a wild card. He could get.
You never know those Serbians, man.
He could throw around, but still a good dude. And, you know, everybody on this roster is just, they kind of sound like you guys as a coaching staff.
Yeah, and it's something. And I've been fortunate to work with multiple head coaches now in my career that aren't willing to sacrifice character and the kind of people that you work with every day for talent. And obviously we want to get really talented players and have a chance to win, but they've got to be of a certain ilk, I guess you could say, and what they're about and what they're made of and what their character is. So that's a non-negotiable for sure.
What has it been like for you to see? Obviously you were an assistant right along with Ali Farouk Manesh, and then you see this transition from him as a head coach. I, on the outward side, like, I don't notice it. He's the exact same dude. He's
no doubt.
Awesome guy. I love that guy. But from your perspective, what's that been like?
No, I think it's been a really smooth and you know, I don't want to speak for him because it probably hadn't been easy for him, a lot of the stuff that he's had to do that he didn't have to do last year. But for him, I think it's been outwardly for me watching, I think the transition has been really easy and smooth. And you kind of forget sometimes that, you know, growing up is parents are coaches as well.
Yeah.
And grew up with a head coach in the house. So you kind of – that's how I grew up. And my dad was a head coach the entire time I was alive and growing up in his household. And you kind of just know what the expectations are and what comes with it versus it's – I think a lot of times when guys go from an assistant to a head coach, there's all these new – things, events like this and having to speak and going to this lunch and meeting with this person. And I think when you grow up that way, you're a little more accustomed to what it's going to be. So you're not thrown for a loop as much when all those things get put on your plate.
Yeah. How does, and I should have asked Coach this too, but you know, all these players I talk to, you know, over the years, it always kind of be an interesting theme. Like Ali was one of the guys that got me here, recruited me. How does that change for him now as the head coach? I mean, obviously you guys now are really taking that on and you're recruiting and then he's kind of closing the deal, so to speak. How does that process work now?
Well, I think one of the best things about his position is he's been really highly regarded in circles, in coaching circles, as a very good evaluator and recruiter. And when you have guys like that and they're still recruiting like an assistant coach as a head coach, that's when we're going to be really successful. Because a lot of times when you get to be in that position, you slide over a chair, you get removed from recruiting. And with what we've done in this spring when the coaching change happened, what we had to do in the portal, going into our high school recruiting this summer and fall, and then now even and starting to dip into the class of 2027, you've seen that he's just going to carry over and do things the same way he already has. And he's a great relationship builder, just somebody that, you know, whether it's parents, kids, coaches, you know, now agents, whoever you want to say, that everybody can relate to and enjoys dealing with and just builds great relationships.
Ken DeWeese, man, you're awesome. And, you know, and all kidding aside, you know, you did great things with the University of Wyoming, the University of Northern Colorado, and now we're seeing it here at Colorado State, man.
Trying not to screw it up. It's been pretty good before I
hey,
got here. Trying to keep it going.
Pretty good programs to be a part of.
No, I'm trying to keep it going.
And these are the teams I love to cover, man. So, Ken, always appreciate it, man. And we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Brady. We appreciate you.
All right. We're talking all things Colorado State basketball. I believe we're getting Jace Butler. He's on his way up right now. So we'll take a short break, Brian. Don't go anywhere. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back. We are live here at Harmony Golf Club for the, I think this is the fourth annual one we've done of this, CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament at Harmony. And it's really cool to get to see a lot of these players and mess around with some of the coaching staff. It's a different feel a little bit than it was last year because it was Nico Medved as the head coach. Now this is Ali's team. Seeing him walk around managing out here is really cool. Joining us now, this is a dude I'm really excited about, and I was honestly kind of pleasantly surprised to see that Colorado State landed him. But Jace Butler played at Washington last year as a freshman and was pretty darn good. I think Jace, correct me, didn't you average around 10 points a game or so? Was it something like that? Or
No, I averaged closer to two.
Oh, was it two? Yeah. Okay, two. Okay.
When conference play started, I kind of moved more in that rotational spot.
Obviously, one of your decisions was looking at CSU as opposed to where you were with Washington.
Yeah.
It's like your playing time opportunities
exactly,
are going to be here.
For sure.
And you obviously had a relationship with Coach Ali for Oakmanish. Take us through that.
Yeah, so out of high school, he recruited me pretty hard. I'd say he's honestly one of the first schools to really offer me and really get in contact with me after Section 7, I think it was, my junior summer. And then my recruitment took off a little bit of just more bigger time schools, and we kind of fell off in contact, and they kind of went a different route. I went a different route. And then the second time around when I entered the transfer portal, he was the first coach to reach out to me. And we kind of just picked up where we left off, and when he got that coaching job, it kind of just felt like a great fit, and I already knew a little bit about him.
Well, and I think where I was confused too on the minute side, you were seeing pretty good minutes with Washington, but obviously where you're looking at this situation here and those conversations with Ali is you could maybe really increase those, get a chance to spread your wings a little bit with this Rams team. We've seen that with a lot of players over the years.
For sure.
Whatever level, guys that are at larger schools like Washington or guys that even are at smaller schools pop up, and then it just kind of evens out, and I know that's got to be a goal for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think just the development with all the players that's kind of come through here has been a big selling piece for me of why I wanted to come here, and I don't think that's going to change with all they have a lot of the guys that were on the staff, and I think everything even the culture here is just great, so I think it's honestly just a great fit for me.
Jace Butler is joining us, transfer from Washington last season. It's such a unique process, too, the transfer portal and everything, because a lot's got to go into that decision. You kind of got to determine, all right, do I stay in this spot?
Yeah.
And I'm not 100% sure if it's going to change. I want to have these opportunities, but maybe I'm not going to see them here.
For sure.
Then if I go to Colorado State, you're also taking a leap of faith because they're recruiting a bunch of guys too. They're going to everybody on this roster is kind of competing against each other. Positions obviously pending, but
for sure,
that's a gamble that you're taking as well, not just the coaching staff.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me when I came through the process was just I wanted to go to a winning culture and something that stamps their program on winning, and I knew Colorado State was something that at least has been building towards that and has over the last few years now. So I think them being really good and consistent, and I wanted a program that's going to help hold me to that standard.
What is that recruiting process like? So when you're at Washington, obviously you're hey, what I want to have change, I want more playing time, I want more opportunities.
Yeah.
I think coaching staffs also need to be kind of delicate with that too, because they don't want to come at you oh, you're guaranteed you're going to get this many minutes. You kind of have to trust each other a little bit on that.
Yeah, I think, I have no bad blood with Washington. I think it was a good spot for me my freshman year. I enjoyed my time there, and I still talk to Coach Sprinkle all the time. He just wished me a happy birthday the other day. So nothing wrong with that. I just, for me to grow as a player and kind of the system they ran there wasn't, I feel like, the best fit for me, as Colorado State, I think, has more of the plays to my game style, and I think that was ultimately the biggest factor.
Well, again, man, you're awesome at this. Great, great job. I mean, I'm not shocked. Everybody on this roster, there's one thing they have in common. They just seem like good dudes.
Yeah.
Have you developed kind of a relationship already with these guys? I mean, I know you have.
Yeah.
Several months already in the working.
For sure. I think it's actually probably one of the closest teams I've been on. Just in the few short months we've been together, we do a lot of stuff together, and we have a lot of similar personalities.
Yeah.
Guys that can all relate to each other. So I wouldn't say it's very clicky. We all get along with each other. I think it's just going to help us this year. So
seems like a good group, man. Jace Butler, like I said, when I saw your name come across, I was excited. Because, you know, obviously what you did in high school and everything leading you to Washington, I'm excited to see this journey for you at Colorado State.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, Jace, appreciate you, man. 12:34 the time. I believe we're going to bring in another assistant coach in Tim Shelton, going to join the program. He always brings the energy. He's bringing it right now. We'll take a short break here, though. It's the whole show live from Harmony Golf Club at CSU's men's basketball annual golf tournament. 35 after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
One is a trickster. One is a treat. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Welcome back in to a special edition of the whole show. We've got great coverage out here. We get to just sit here and hang out while CSU men's basketball players and coaches are out mingling. It's the annual golf tournament here at Harmony Club, and man, it's so much fun. And joining me now, assistant coach Tim Shelton. Coach, man, I was thinking about you with your history being in the Mountain West as a player and a coach, pretty much almost all your career.
Oh yeah.
Now you're going to the Pac-12 next year. That obviously is going to be a transition for everybody, but for you, man, you're a Mountain West guy through and through.
I am a Mountain West guy through and through. The 1 year in my career that I wasn't in the Mountain West, I was in the Pac-12. I was at Oregon State. So you know, this transition and the rich history of basketball, and just sport moments and players that have come out of, you know, each sport out of the Mountain West. I've done so well at the professional level, but just so many personal memories and experience that have come, you know, from being in the Mountain West and seeing the level of talent, level of competition, and level of respect the Mountain West has earned. It's a sad time a little bit for me personally, but also, you know, the level of excitement in terms of specifically CSU basketball and where that's going and what that means with the Pac-12 and the additional members, which give a lot of familiarity to the Mountain West at the top end of it. So mixed feelings for sure, you know, but it's exciting.
There's a lot of excitement going on, a lot of new stuff. I was joking with Ken DeWeese earlier when Coach Medved moved on and Ali Farokh-Manesh gets the bump, we kind of saw a split house there with assistant coaches. Some stuck around, some moved on. You were one of those guys, thankfully, that stuck around with Coach Ali Farokh-Manesh.
Oh, and I'm so glad. I'm so blessed, you know, to be here with Ali and so excited for him, and he deserves this opportunity. He's earned this. I'm excited for Nico Medved as well, who gave me an opportunity here, you know, to get to Fort Collins and experience this and learn a different level and a different kind of way of working and philosophy and offensive structure and so many things. And to be a part of the success that we've had here the last couple of years, to be here for 2 years and playing four NCAA tournament games to win a championship here. You know, my tenure here so far has been a successful one. I'm looking forward to continue to do my best, you know, to help that grow and to even more. And Ali's the right man for the job. It's been a fun start so far. You know, he's a well-oiled machine already. He doesn't seem like he's a first-time guy.
Doesn't seem rattled by anything. No, we were having connection issues here to start with his interview. Everybody else has been smooth except for his. And I told him, I said, that is a test. We are throwing the first test of the season at you, and he handled it pretty well.
Oh, as expected. You know, the more you get to know Ali, he does things with a certain level of grace and elegance and poise that a veteran guy would do. And you're like, man, where does this come from? You know, some guys are just gifted with it. But the more you know him intimately, it's you understand how much work he puts into all of this. You know, it's none of it's coincidence. Part of it is personality, right? But, you know, his experience and familiarity in this community and then how intentional he is with his own personal development and preparing himself for each moment, as simple as, you know, maybe some technical errors. You know, don't be surprised if he had it up his sleeve or if he understood it might happen and he was prepared for it.
We're talking to assistant coach for CSU, Tim Shelton. And coach, we don't have to get into too many details on the split thing. I just always think it's fascinating because obviously Medved has a staff for a reason. Mm-hmm. He likes all of you guys. He values who you are. He goes, it's only natural that in his brain he's going to go, how many of them can I bring with me?
Yeah.
So obviously that's a process, and then you have to make that decision because I know how much you guys like and think of Coach Medved, but then there's Ali Farokh-Manesh. So as soon as that was happening and we're seeing this guy's going there, oh, he's staying here, I just thought it was strange but cool at the same time to see the ones that stuck around.
Yeah, and it's the timing of it is never – it's never fortunate. It's never good. It never feels right because we had just gone through a challenging year, right? You start off 5-5, and we had a very close and connected staff, and what we went through from that 5-5 moment up until championship and NCAA tournament and almost making a Sweet 16 brought us really close together. We were already close before that. But once those things happen, you know, in this in the business of this, you're either on the side of leverage moving forward, right, because you've won, or you're the side on the side of, hey, you're not necessarily meeting expectations and you might be out of here.
Yeah.
And when those moments happen, you know, you only truly understand it, you know, from that head coaching seat to say, man, well, now I need to make some hard decisions on why I'm going to select a certain, you know, staff member or put a staff together in this region or at this university, and what makes the most sense for me truly ultimately believing that I can be successful there. And those are hard decisions. You know, I thought Nico loved every single one of our staff members, and I thought he expressed that, and I thought he demonstrated that. So, you know, with those decisions, and we've talked since then a few times, and it's been healthy, it's been good, it's been love, and I'm just happy for him. You know, and again, I'm happy for the outcome that we have with Ali, but it's something that's kind of hard to explain, you know, in terms of what happens versus what doesn't happen and who goes and who stays. But ultimately, you know, we all ended up in a healthy situation, and I think it was best for everyone.
Well, Coach Stelton, I'm glad you stuck around here, man, because I love following this program. You get to know certain coaches and just follow them and see them. You're one of those guys that I'm rooting for. Cannot wait to see what you guys do this season.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm excited, too.
All right, we're going to get another player. I think we got JoJo McIver. I've only talked to him on the phone before, so this is the first time in person. It's a big deal.
You'll love JoJo. He's got the poise of a vet already.
Think he's ready to go?
And he's got the smile of
he's
somebody.
He's got the look. He's ready. Know, he's ready.
We can see him now. He's out there smiling, getting ready. You know, but he's a young man that I think the Ramley and Moby Madness, that crowd and this community will continue to grow in love. He already comes with a certain level of toughness. And IQ and poise, and he plays like a veteran guy. When you watch him, you're like, he's a freshman. Wow, you know, physically he's got the body and the length and the stature of it. But you know, from a mental aspect with who he is, you know, on and off the floor, he operates like an older guy, which we're excited about.
Well, the last time I got him on, I think we're trying to figure out, you know, in between classes when I could interview him. So now we've got him right here. So we'll give Coach. Appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate
Tim.
You too.
Best of luck to you guys. That exhibition game against Creighton coming up, and then just best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right,
we're rolling.
JoJo McIver, let's get him. We'll switch over to that same headset there because apparently that's the one that we think works right now. Although I think Coach Shelton promised some new headphones. He's going to hook us up, buy us some new ones, I think. Is that right? JoJo McIver, man, great to catch up with you. You and I had talked several months ago, I think, just on the regular version of the show. But good to see you in person, man. We've heard so many great things about you.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here for sure.
How's the day treating you? A little chilly out here, but you're a Texas guy, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
What's the weather? What part of Texas though? That's a big question.
Killeen is about an hour north of Austin.
Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, I was just talking about it. The weather. I'm really not used to it.
a little chilly.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I love it, though, like especially like around that like that summertime, early fall, like just to be able to have those kind of clear, calm days because, shoot, around that time I would look at the forecast for Killeen, it'll be like high 90s. So.
Yeah, I was not expecting it. We joked a little bit about our, the last 3 years we've been out here. I almost thought I needed to put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
Now it's like, Derbs, why didn't you grab the extra coat? I can't think of those things. So Dustin over here has to be that guy, man.
I had to buy one.
You had to go actually buy one in here. What has your experience been like, man, at Colorado State so far?
It's been lovely. Like, just to be able to, over the summer, I say I got really connected with just the staff and my new teammates, just kind of getting acclimated to just a whole new change of scenery, but I'd say they've embraced me with absolutely like open arms, and it's just been amazing to just be able to grow together, and I've just really been enjoying myself and the people of FOCO for sure.
What were some of the reasons you decided to call Colorado State your basketball home? What went into that decision?
Yeah, I mean, over the time of my commitment, I kind of like days back to my sophomore year, just being able to talk to Coach Ali when he was recruiting me, and just like the faith he had in me and my abilities on the court, and yeah, that just took a long way. Junior year, I'm watching you guys. Now.
Yeah.
I'm watching us play, like, before my games. And I've always just been, like, really intrigued with the style of play. And I just knew this would be a great fit for me to just be able to grow as a player, grow as a person, grow as a leader, and just to be able to get to my dream.
Was there a player in particular on that roster that you looked at and said, man, I just like the style. I like the way that guy's allowed to play on the floor.
Yeah, that junior year of mine, I'd say I was watching a lot of Isaiah Stevens. Just the poise that he played with, just being able to play at his own pace, crafty, IQ. I mean, those are just a lot of things that I like to look for in, like, players and point guards in particular, like, when I'm studying them. So I would definitely say he was the one.
Has anyone ever said you kind of sound like him?
I've never heard
that. You kind of have. Am I wrong on this, Derbs? Because I did for a season at least, two seasons, I did the Isaiah Stevens show. So he and I, we did a radio show every week, and he was one of the easiest dudes to talk to. Great personality, great smile. As I'm sitting here listening to you talk, I'm like, this guy reminds me of Isaiah Stevens, dude. But, and that is one of the greatest compliments I can give you, because that dude is going down in history as one of the best Rams to ever do it.
For sure.
So no one's ever said that to you before?
I've never heard anything on the voice.
Derbs is with me. The voice is there. Is it a Texas thing maybe? I don't know.
Probably so.
But you've got a great – you just – and again, we've heard this about you when I talked to Ali – about you too, like you're going to get blown away by this dude's personality. I thought that was going to be difficult because everybody on this roster I've always really become a big fan of. But here we are again, another young dude. You just seem to have a really great head on your shoulders, my friend.
Appreciate that. That means a lot.
This process for you? You're kind of joining this team. A lot of newness. Ali Farokmanis, who recruited you, now the head coach. Next year will be the first year in the Pac-12.
Yep.
So a lot of really exciting things that you kind of get to be a part of, like, the start of all of this for the most part, you being so young at this stage.
Yeah, and that was definitely one of the things that went into my recruitment as well, just kind of seeing how this program has been going up, and I want to be one of those guys to step in and help continue that tradition for sure and to be able to bring that forward for future Rams. So that was definitely one of the things for me, yeah.
What's this staff, man? I mean, they see Ali's making the jump to head coach. We talked to Ken DeWeese a moment ago. Tim Shelton is awesome.
Yeah.
These guys, what blows me away is how cool they are. Mm-hmm. But then you watch them in practice, and there's like an intensity thing.
Yeah.
But then you sit down with them, and they're all the nicest dudes.
Yeah.
That's a tough transition sometimes for coaches and players.
Yeah, and that was also another thing that went into it. But just to be around them and – like the intentionality that they hold. Mm. I've been around like coaches my whole life, and it's kind of like that same feeling with that tough love, but I really say they really embrace you, and like they'll let you know like they're here for you, but they'll also tell you like when what you're not doing, what you could be doing better. So I feel like that word intentionality would be like the main way I could summarize it for those guys. Amazing group of staff for sure.
Joe, what are your expectations for this season? Obviously, that's always a tough question for a freshman, but what are those?
Shoot. For like you said, as a freshman, I really couldn't give you a look of that in terms of like tangibility, but I'd say just for a group that's just going to come out and compete every game, and I really say a connected group as well. Just I think you'll be able to see that on the court with us and, like, the way that we're with each other, like, just that togetherness. I really say that's something you could look for this season, and I think it's going to be an exciting year for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see what you bring to the table over the years, too,
yes,
man.
Sir.
This is going to be great.
Yes,
and who knows? Maybe the JoJo McIver show is a reality down the road. You know, just something to think about.
Yes, sir.
Last one for you. We got about a minute. Outside of basketball. What is it? What are you into? What's your thing? Do you have it, or is it always basketball all the time?
It's really always been basketball. I'd say I picked up hobbies like over the years to kind of help me get better with that. Like, may read a little bit. I've been doing a little yoga, like things of that nature. But
a little relaxation type stuff
For sure. Just trying to find a little peace, tranquility. But I definitely say most of my hobbies have led to the main thing for sure.
So like a lot of these basketball guys we interview, we ask them what's your favorite thing to do outside of play basketball? To watch basketball, to read about basketball, to learn about basketball. But you know what? That's what fans want to hear. They love that stuff too. JoJo, great job by you, man. This is gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited. A lot of new faces we're getting to know today. I kind of knew you a bit from our previous phone call a while ago. But just wish you the best of luck in everything you do, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
All right, JoJo McIver. There he is. This is a blast. This is one of my favorite events that we do. We're going to bring on we're going to take a break here, and then we'll come back for the final hour of the show. We're rolling through it, man. We're getting great players on the show, excellent coaches, as always. And, dude, I'm right on that. That JoJo, 100%. As he's talking, I'm like, dude, he sounds like he's already got that captain in him, like that leadership thing. So really cool to hear from these dudes, and can't wait to see what the next season looks like, or this upcoming season looks like for CSU. We are live out here at Harmony Golf Club for the fourth annual CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament, where you get a lot of donors out here to support this program and get to meet the players too. And it's a special event that we've been happy to be a part of for a very, very long time. So we'll take a short break here, Brian, and then when we come back, we'll get to the final hour. Some more interviews coming up, some more coaches as well, and we'll just keep getting to know this Colorado State men's basketball team. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.